Visibility, as was mentioned before, has a big effect. And I think one of the differences in, say, South Side districts versus North Side district, especially with the current allocation of resources, is that many officers in, say, 6th district or 8th district are spending most of their time responding to calls. And so it's not a lot of time to just do patrolling. And so, when you go into the Central West End or you go into other areas, you do see more patrolling because there's less calls for service. I think the chief has talked about in this redistricting of police districts, he's very proud that he's allocating resources equally. I would argue that some districts, especially those with more violent crime, may need more resources, not just equal resources, for that same reason.
Your position on hotspot policing, which is getting a lot of attention.
Hotspot policing is a very – I mean, whoever coined that phrase is a marketing genius. It's basically just another way to say crime is over there, let's go over there. Crime is over here, now let's go over here. Crime is – oh, let's go over here. So that's what happens. And, yeah, anytime you flood an area, like you say, with high visibility, you flood an area with a large number of police officers, crime will go down. And when you remove them, crime will go up.
Right. By the way, an observation, when we saw the calls for service, actually in the city of St. Louis, the first district had the highest calls for service. So the new redistricting is supposed to be set up so that there's equivalent resources. The chief has said so that one-third of their time is spent administratively for reports and in court, one-third for responding to 911 calls, and one-third to be proactive, and that's very important.
What about 2014? We've got a minute left, Rick Rosenfeld. What's the action plan for 2014?
I think from what I understand, more of the same, yet more so. Alderman Schmidt mentioned that the ideal would be at least one-third of an officer's time devoted to proactive activity. I hope it's more than one-third, frankly, because that kind of proactive activity we've been talking about really has a crime reduction impact. So, and from what I've heard, that is the general desire on the part of the command staff of the police department to do as much proactive policing, i.e. hotspot policing, as